It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-July, July 18th or 19th, depending on when you're listening to this. The Independence Day holiday has come and gone. Just want to give a big shout-out to my last weekend's guest, who talked about the Halea Symposium to focus on mental health of college campus. So the former colonel from the state trooper organizations, Russ Conti, appeared, and that is running on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. It obviously is going to be virtual, and you can get on the NHCUC website to register. And, of course, even though the headlines have to do more with COVID and social unrest and the economic situation that we're in, mental health continues to be an issue. And what's great is that Russ Conti has been able to put together a three-part virtual series, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and you can register by going on the nhcuc.org website. Over the Independence Day holiday, I had a gentleman, Bob Pettigrew, who is the chair of the board of the Cathedral of the Pines, one of those hidden jewels, you know, that we have in New Hampshire. And basically, it was quite fitting over that holiday to hear about what's going on at the Cathedral of the Pines. But this weekend with me is Craig Peterson, who's nationally recognized on technology matters, security, and so on and so forth. And Craig, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're a really busy guy. You also have your own radio show. Just sort of level set the audience. You've been on the show before. Why don't you describe for the listening audience your deep background on this technology, including some of the work that you've done for the state of New Hampshire?
Sure. Yeah, I was just most recently on the governor's committee here, where we were looking at reopening the schools, looking at the technology behind that. But I'm also the guy from way back when who got NH.gov together here in the state of New Hampshire. And I go back much further than that. I don't know if I want to admit to how far.
Oh, go back. I love to hear it.
back to my first job with networking, computer networking, that I was in charge of was back in 76. So it's been a long time. I've helped to develop the internet, the protocols. I run the training for security for the FBI, their InfraGuard program, and have my own training and things that I do. As well as you mentioned, radio shows. I'm on multiple stations every week, and lots of TV stuff, just trying to get the message out.
And you do a great job, and the your website is free, the emails are free, but they're extremely valuable. The most recent package I got, and this would be great for any small employer CEO or large employer CEO listening today, but something called the Security Reboot Guide. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, what I'm going to do here is make that available for all of your listeners here, Tom, by just going to craigpeterson.com/reboot. But particularly while we're talking about this post-COVID-19 world, if that actually will ever exist, where we have so many people working from home and we have so many people who are connecting to their businesses remotely, we've got a whole lot to worry about. So there's a number of steps that you should be taking, you should be paying attention to. I am constantly warning people against VPNs, particularly businesses. Because, you know what, Tom, I have yet to go into even a Fortune 100 company and see them configured properly. It just opens a back door for all kinds of malware into the businesses. I do work also for Department of Defense contractors and HIPAA and, all of those sorts of regulations. And it's just a terrible, terrible situation out there. We're afraid. I think that's what it is, because we've been told things that are lies, like antivirus software is going to work, when in fact even John McAfee from McAfee Antivirus, I play his audio every once in a while, he's come out and said that antivirus software is 0% effective against modern threats, and he's absolutely right about that. So we're using all this technology that worked pretty good 10, 20 years ago, but today it just doesn't. So this reboot guide is something that I think is going to be very helpful for people, and I've given it to quite a few people before. It's absolutely free, and as I said, we'll set it up here. People can download it at craigpeterson.com/reboot. Let's get this started. Let's get back on the right feet before you get nailed. And, Tom, the average small business that gets nailed with ransomware or most types of hacks, including hacks where data is stolen, files for bankruptcy within months. About 30% file for bankruptcy within a week, and more than half of them are out of business in 6 months, and I don't want to see that happen. And that's why I put that reboot guide together.
And it's awesome. I read it. I picked it up on Sunday, and very comprehensive. I think larger employers could also use it. And I think you said something earlier, which is that with COVID continuing, and I look at this as this is the new norm. And we have, for example, 250 employees, and 200 of them continue to work from home. We have 50 working at one or two Delta, and we have no short-term plans to have any of the other virtual employees, come into the campus because we're all socially distanced and it's working. And I'm sure other employers are starting to think along those lines. This is not going to be like a 2 or 3 month thing, and everybody, comes back onto your campus. So why don't you describe why? Early in the pandemic, when it looked like, okay, for a month, people could work from home and people just kind of patched things together. But now, if this is going to be the new norm, why it's so important that we get this sorted out? Because I'm assuming, I made an assumption, and I'm sure you'll verify this with stats, that cyber criminals have totally taken advantage of COVID-19 with even more innovative and other ways of wreaking havoc, particularly since they know, a lot of people are working from home. So are there any stats on that?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of stats. According to the FBI, we've seen more than a 300% increase in the amount of activity by the bad guys.
Wow.
It's really, really scary. I've gotten phone calls from people where they had their entire operating account emptied by the bad guys. And they didn't know until the money was gone, and it only takes 90 seconds, according to the statistics, once they've got access to account, 90 seconds for them to get all of the money out of the country.
Wow.
Never to be seen again. Now, Barbara Cochran, who you might know from Shark Tank, Barbara had, I think it was about $400,000 stolen from her through one of these schemes. And the weird thing here, which like almost never happens, is she managed to get her money back because they acted very quickly once they had figured out what had happened. But the bad guys always take advantage of bad situations, and they have taken advantage of COVID-19 in a huge way. And we're seeing right now some very scary statistics looking forward that ransomware, which has been kind of a plague for years, particularly 3 years ago, is on a major rebound right now. And because so many people are at home, there's some rules they should be following that they're not following when it comes to online collaboration. And one of the most basic is only use your business computer with business data. Don't put it on your personal computer. Don't connect your personal computer to the office. Always keep them separate. And in fact, what I do for all of our employees is we have their networks separated at their homes. So there's a special Wi-Fi network that they connect to that goes directly into an advanced firewall at the office that looks at everything coming in, going out, restricts their access, what can they have access to, right there at the firewall before they even get to a server inside. Because that's what the bad guys are doing now, Tom. They're doing more of this stuff. They're trying to trick you into clicking on things. They're trying to get you to do things that are bad for you. And you know what? That's part of the reason why people are afraid to do updates and upgrades. They're afraid that the bad guys sent that little pop-up on their screen saying they need to do update Windows or some other software, and they don't do it because they're afraid. It kind of circles back to what we were talking about earlier.
You know, when we've talked about this before, but I always just, as an editor or comment, say, if all of this creative energy and ingenuity that the bad guys had were applied to good work, can you imagine how flourishing we would be as a as a country?
Yeah.
I just throw that as an aside. So after commercial break, I'd like you to spend a little time on WebEx versus Zoom versus GoToMeetings, because I know that many of us now live on either Zoom or WebEx. Just as an aside, Delta Dental, we're supporting both because we made a decision early on that WebEx was more secure, and our IT people prefer that from a security perspective. Of course, kind of like BlackBerry versus the iPhone, all of our customers, not all of them, but most of them are using Zoom, so we have to be able to receive Zoom calls. So after commercial break, maybe you can talk about Cisco WebEx Teams versus Microsoft Teams versus GoToMeetings versus Zoom, and I think that would be a really refreshing for the listening audience to hear that. And the other thing, just to emphasize what Craig said, is that when this first happened in my life, it changed on March 16th when the American Dental Association said, you know, dentists could only see emergencies, and basically until May 11th, there wasn't a lot happening, you know, in the dental space. If people viewed it, well, this is only going to be a couple months, we'll be back up and running. But to the extent, no vaccine in sight and all the other issues, you do have to go away from sort of the emergency patches and getting people out of your office to sort of understanding that this is probably going to be the new norm, and couple that with there are more bad guys, you know, than ever. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend of July 18th and 19th, and I'm fortunate to have with me Craig Peterson, who is nationally recognized in the field of technology and cybersecurity. And we were just talking before the commercial break that it's getting worse out there in terms of, cybercrime and et cetera. But let's now switch to for the most part, no one's having any more in-person meetings. This is running on July 18th and 19th. You know, it may change in the fall. I doubt it. I know our corporate policy is, we're not doing social events. We're not doing, group meetings. All of our meeting with our customers and dentists are, either WebEx or Zoom. But tell us some of the pitfalls of video conferencing and some of the security issues, related to that, and then your educated opinion on, if you had a blank slate and could choose, WebEx or Zoom, what would you choose? So, Craig, take it away.
Sure. All right. Well, I do cover some of the basics. Again, I want to make sure people get this. It's absolutely free. I do ask you for your email address, and you'll be getting a weekly-ish email from me with all kinds of data in it, things that you need to know about, but it's just craigpeterson.com/reboot, and it's a great little guide, as Tom had mentioned. And if you're interested in finding out more about online collaboration tools or basically anything else, you can always just email me, me@craigpeterson.com. I've got dozens and dozens of white papers and special reports and other things that I can point you to, and I'm always glad to do that, to try and help people out. So whether you're an extremely small business or you're a medium-sized firm or a large company, we've probably got stuff that can help you out with some of this. Now, when it comes to collaboration tools, as you mentioned, Tom, the size matters. So an individual at home, they're used to Zoom. They use Zoom. And business, we all have different qualifications that we have to pay attention to. So let's start with Zoom, since it's probably the most common out there. It is the least secure of all of the major platforms, and I mean by a country mile least secure. It is, they've lied to us multiple times about what they're doing, how they're doing it, about their encryption. Most of their software is written in China and maintained in China. In fact, many of the Zoom calls were routed directly through the People's Republic of China. So the socialist government over there got to look at everything and monitor things, and they've gone so far as to require Zoom to delete accounts of Americans and others that might say negative things about the Chinese government on Zoom.
Wow.
So cross that off your list.
So how about the family Zoom that I know? I mean,
yeah.
Again, we do WebEx here at Delta, but my family Zoom, where it's me and my four sisters every other Sunday. Is that okay, you think?
I would avoid it at all costs. One of the things we've caught Zoom doing is installing back doors. If you have a Mac and you have Zoom on it, they installed a back door that runs constantly on your machine and allows them to connect remotely. Even the business versions of Zoom, where there's hardware and appliance that you install at the office to have a conference room and keep everything going, even those had wide open back doors that went right through your firewall and were able to be used by third parties to hack you. So if you're talking to your sisters, your family, the best thing to do is use an iPhone, never use Android. And there's a lot of reasons why you should never use Android. But use an iPhone and just use FaceTime.
Yeah.
FaceTime is secure end-to-end. It's a great little piece of software. It lets you have video calls, audio calls, lets you share files, et cetera. So it's a great little baseline. I think they have up to 10, maybe 20 people on a call now. So that's kind of my first go-to for an easy
That's really helpful, because I've actually, the few times I've done FaceTime, I've been amazed with how simple it almost looks too simple. And I'm thinking this is just as good as Zoom, and I'm learning something today that's actually more secure than Zoom. So let me ask you, you're an expert in this field. Why do you think Zoom has, though, even with all these security issues, including the China angle and the backdoor angle, why is it sort of, it seems to be at least flourishing at the moment, you know, even with the fact that they have acknowledged that there are security issues, and if you go on their website, like you say, they kind of occasionally overstate, you know, what they've done to re-secure things. But so why do you think it's taken off the way it has?
Well, it's very simple to use. It's rather easy to use. There are other ones that are easier and better, but I think the name has a lot to do with it. Zoom, it's just cool name, and it's easy to remember, Tom.
Okay.
Now, if you have some people in your family that are not part of the Apple ecosystem, then you should look at another program called Signal or WhatsApp, one of those two programs. Signal, S-I-G-N-A-L, or WhatsApp, WHATSAPP. Both of those use the same technology that secures your data end-to-end. So nobody's listening in, nobody's going to be stealing it, and no one's going to know what you're doing. You're just on, you're having a video call, a voice call, you're exchanging files. It runs on everything, Android, Windows, Macs, iPhones, and therefore it's a little bit ubiquitous. It's absolutely free as well. Unlike some of these bigger tools, you can't have like big meetings and big conferences, but when it comes to the smaller family stuff, it's a good way to go.
Good to know. So tell us about Cisco WebEx.
Well, you guys made the right decision on WebEx, let me tell you. Full disclosure, I've been using Cisco WebEx for years. We've got WebEx phones. We've got, the whole nine yards here, including WebEx conference rooms. It is secure end-to-end, and if you want to be very security conscious, you do what we do, and that is we actually maintain the keys for the encryption. Even WebEx, Cisco doesn't have those keys. So it's very nice. It has no download requirements like you have with Zoom and some of these others. You can just go to a webinar, you can go to a meeting, you can pop into a room. And if you go beyond WebEx and you get into WebEx Teams, which is also what we use, and in fact, Tom, we've got it installed in some doctor's offices, dentist offices, actually.
Wow.
It works really well for them. It does meet all of the regulatory requirements you can think of, ITAR, DFARS, HIPAA, you name it, the NIST standards, all of them are met, and it's easy to use. It works great. Teams is fantastic for collaboration. A lot of people have been using Slack for just general communication, which is okay. I got off Slack quite some time ago when we switched over to WebEx Teams because, again, Slack is not secure. And I've had clients, I still have these clients, that had all of their intellectual property stolen, Tom. So all of the designs they've been working on their entire lives was now in the hands of who knows who. And in one case, we know who it was the Chinese. So they get to compete against their own designs made in China with slave labor.
Wow. You know, and the other thing I liked about WebEx was to that point of security, which is that we, in a lot of our business meetings, we're including, you know, some proprietary PowerPoint slides and so on and so forth. And and so that was what, you know, when our IT people came to us and said that on WebEx they're secure, but if you did that in Zoom, they're not. To me, that was the easiest explanation as to why, you know, we needed to go with WebEx. So I'm assuming if you use Zoom and had a PowerPoint presentation that you've shared, that becomes, you know, the property of Zoom or whoever, right?
Yeah. Well, and you don't want to hear this, but we have found caches of documents from Zoom on the open internet. So people, wow, things that they had, sharing client information, social security numbers, home addresses, PowerPoints like you talked about, all of those things being found out on the open internet. Avoid Zoom at all costs. And I've got to mention just quickly, avoid TikTok, TikTok. People are using this, particularly the younger generation. There is nothing less secure right now. It is terrible. The China, it could stray out of China, and they are grabbing your copy buffer multiple times a second. So if you're copying and pasting data, it's in the hands of the Chinese. That might be your social security number, your business info, your account numbers, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
throw it away, delete it immediately.
I like this. I always enjoy talking to you because you're extremely smart and have all this information, but you make things really clear. Tell us, we've got a couple minutes left. Tell us about Microsoft Teams, which I know some people use as well.
Yeah, Microsoft Teams is the up and comer in this game. And there, it again, just like WebEx Teams, is designed for collaboration, communication. And there's a lot of problems in some companies where they're using different tools. And the nice thing about Microsoft Teams is most of the departments can just plain old agree on it. Microsoft is working on making it even more integrated with their other tools like the Office Stack and some of the other things. But it does pull them all together. It does make it quite easy to use. And I'm not so sure about the security standpoint. You have to be careful with Microsoft. They have all kinds of hidden SKUs, hidden versions of the software that cost a lot more in order to get even backups of your data versus WebEx Teams. So I've avoided Microsoft Teams, although we do have it. And then you got the granddaddy, GoToMeeting, which is, we've been out there the longest, and if you're just looking for meetings, it's very stable. A lot of people know how to use it, and you know, it's not a bad way to go, but overall, you can probably tell. Take a guess, Tom. Which one do you think I like the best?
Well, I'm still going with Cisco WebEx Teams, and I'm glad so that you're validating our decision, because, you know, a lot of people thought, well, everybody's going to Zoom, and they were kind of using the analogy of, you know, BlackBerry versus the iPhone. But so this is, you know, obviously this is different. Well, this has been tremendously helpful. I just want to again commend Craig publicly, because it's obviously it's a business too for Craig, but he is very open to sharing all this information. If you go on craigpeterson.com, you'll see all of the resources that he has. And there's I had time over the past weekend, you know, to look at a lot of the stuff, and there's a really good one on cyber hygiene in a post-pandemic world, you know, that it starts with us, and some of the things that, I mean, a simple thing like don't use your home computer from home when you're working, you know, when you're working with your business. So there's a lot of practical advice that all of us can implement, but then there's also some very sophisticated information for your IS team. So Craig, thank you for all that you're doing for the cyber health of not just New Hampshire, but also the United States. And again, your website is, you can get a hold of Craig, craigpeterson.com. Thank you, Craig. And I've, once again, learned so much when I chat with you. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Tom. And don't forget, guys, something special for your listeners at craigpeterson.com/reboot.